Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mikkel Olsen podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have
Nadine, your hailing Hufflepuff,
and Tori, your raving Ravenclaw. Yay!
Explain the adjectives, Tori.
Oh, I don't even know why. I think they're from like old.
Oh, an old one. I thought you put those in there.
We're super cool and just pasted old one.
My bad. Let's see if we can come up with some on the spot. Let's come up with some on the spot.
Oh, but have to do with our topic?
Yeah, on the spot. Tori, on the spot.
Riotous. That's what they were. I would say hateful, but
hateful.
You're not hateful, Nadine.
Haunting.
Haunting.
Oh, what do you call it?
Horrible.
Heritage. Hereditary.
Heritage.
Your heritage. Your hereditary Hufflepuff.
Yes.
Man, we've never dropped the ball on that one before.
I was gonna say rude is one too. Rude.
Oh yes, that's a good one.
Riotous and rude. I like it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we just love all the questions that our fans are bringing in. They keep coming. They're coming in strong. So we want to appreciate you guys. We had one that really stood out to us that we wanted to highlight on this episode. So the question was, they were asking us, could you maybe do an episode on how the Gaunts, Sayers, and Peverils are descended from Salazar Slytherin?
Nice.
So, we'll just dive right into it, yeah?
Yeah. I love it. Well, so our only questionable thing in our research was where the Peverils were placed.
Yep.
Because in Tales of Beedlebard, in the notes, Dumbledore says certain times, but then on like Potter Wiki and things like that, the Peverell brothers are after Salazar. So it makes you think, oh, then it's after.
Yep.
But so we're not sure.
Yeah, we don't really think there's a whole lot of canon, but if someone knows of some canon that they want to send our way, we want to hear about it, because it, from what we've found, and I think, I mean, this is pretty good canon. I think we can pretty safely put the Peverils before Salazar Slytherin. But that's only if
that's where I would have put them.
Yeah, that's only if you believe in,
fairies?
Trolls? Do you believe in fairies?
I do believe in fairies.
No, it's if you believe, it's like, it's all word of mouth, right? So Dumbledore does his history and tracking of the Elder Wand, and he says there are lots of people throughout history that claim to have the most powerful wand of Elder, and so we can't for sure track it down because it's all word of mouth, and it's like, oh, the wand of Elder's over here now, oh, it's over here now,
It's just happening all over the place.
It's all over the place. And Dumbledore was able to track it down. Let's see. So in the... We're getting this from the Tales of Beedle the Bard. And it's with the one with commentary from Albus Dumbledore. So after the story, he says, the first well-documented mention of the wand made of Elder that had particularly strong and dangerous powers was owned by Emmerich, commonly called the Evil, a short-lived but exceptionally aggressive wizard who terrorized the south of England in the early Middle Ages.
And we looked up, and the early Middle Ages are 500 to 1000 AD.
Yes, so if it's going to be the early, that would mean closer to 5, which means Peverils would be right before Salazar Slytherin, because we have Salazar Slytherin pegged in the 900s being born and Hogwarts being founded in like 990 or something like that, right?
993. Yay!
Oh, okay.
You're right.
All right, so 993 is when Hogwarts was founded, which makes the founding fathers, at least Salazar, really old. But we do know wizards age differently, right?
Yeah.
So the question, she says, how did they descend from Salazar Slytherin? So we think we can put the Peverells above.
But Salazar comes from the Peverell line.
Yes.
So they're still connected.
They're connected. For sure. And then the question is like about the Gaunts and the Sayers. And a lot of this is just, I mean, let's just explain this timeline real quick. So we've got the Peverells, which is the early Middle Ages. And then Salazar, which would be the late Middle Ages, right? And then Isolde Sayer doesn't come until the 1600s. And Merope, as I like to call her, doesn't come until 1900s.
Yeah. There's some time that's lost.
Yeah. So we don't really know, but we know that they go in that order.
Yes.
The
people in between did nothing of note. That's what we can, that is what we figured out.
Yeah. But we can deduce a few things. So Tori, maybe, how would you say Ignotus? Is that how you say
it? I always say Ignotus, but Ignotus sounds good too.
Ignotus or Ignotus Peverell, he's the one that gets the cloak. So his line is like Harry Potter tree, family tree.
Yes.
And
I think we can deduce that the reason that it became Potter instead of Peverell is that a girl Peverell was the last Peverell married a Potter.
Yes.
And he was the boy, and that was the name of the line.
Yes, so we know it comes from that.
That's why it became a Peverell to Potter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of giving it to his son, he gave it to his daughter, and then it ended up going to first sons through the Potter line instead of the Peverell.
Yes.
But they are from Ignotus.
Yes, and then we know...
That's who received the cloak.
And then we know the brother and... Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher it.
I say Antioch.
Antioch is the one that dies.
Yeah, he didn't have anything.
He didn't live very long. He boasted of his
other one. I was looking at it before, and I was like, "Gall, Antioch, don't amount to anything in your life." And I was wrong. He died the night he got the Elder Wand. So
he was very prideful. Very, very prideful.
Extremely.
So then the middle brother would be Cadmus. And
yes.
His line is the one that passes down the ring. So we know his line is the Salazar Slytherin family tree that then branches off in the two lines, because you've got Salazar and then he has that evil... what do we call her? The aunt of
Isolde. Oh, I looked it up. It's Rhiannoch. And Gormlaith. That's how I call her, but I don't think that's how you say her name. It's probably like Gormlaith.
Yeah, Gormlaith.
But, so Gormlaith Gaunt, and then she was Rhiannoch Gaunt. She got married to William Sayer, and they went to America. No, they didn't. They died, and their daughter went to America.
Yes.
Spoilers. Okay. So Salazar Slytherin's line is doing really well. They go to America. Half of it goes to America. Half of it stays in Ireland. They're doing really good.
Yeah. So it's the two sisters, right? So there's Gormlaith and Rhiannoch.
Gormlaith and Rhiannoch
gives birth to Isolde. And Isolde is the one that gets kidnapped by Gormlaith. And then she steals Salazar Slytherin's wand, goes to America, and then has her own children with James Stewart. And then we get Rhiannoch Stewart, who's named after Isolde's
mom.
Yeah. Hope you all can follow along with this family tree as we try to describe it on a podcast. But basically... As the Salazar Slytherin's line goes, there's that's where the Gaunts, the the first known Gaunt is Gormlith Gaunt. And she comes sometime after Salazar Slytherin. Huge, yes. Huge gap from 900 to 1603. It had plenty of time to go from Peverell to Slytherin to Gaunt. And then from Gormlith Gaunt, we know that that's where, after a few centuries, then we get Marvolo and his family, where he gets Merope, and then she has Tom Riddle, and then we get to Harry Potter. Ages.
Yes, the 90s. What's Merope's brother's name? Muffin?
Morfin.
Morfin. I could not Muffin. Read that. Muffin. Come here. Marvolo named his son Muffin.
Come here, little yes. Muffin. Bake me some muffins.
Yes.
Yes. All spoken in parcel tongue. Give me some muffins.
You got this.
So that's great. But one thing that I thought was really interesting is we know that Isolde gets Salazar Slytherin's wand.
Yes, because she stole it.
She stole it, rightfully so. After you get kidnapped by your evil aunt, I think you can do whatever you want. And then that's the 1600s. So Salazar Slytherin's wand has been passed down through the family.
Yeah.
For hundreds and hundreds of just years. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Like over a
that's
century.
A long time for a wand to like keep working. But then the thing with Slytherin's wand, though, is sometimes it's turned off.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious and when we were reading that whole thing about Ilvermorny.
Yeah.
Like, I was dying. Like, you, like, talk to it. Against parcel tongue, and it's like, turn off. Like, oh. Like, recharge.
Yeah, pause. You would hate for anyone to know that about your wand. First right? Off. Like, did Godric know about that?
Because I know, you could have just figured that out.
Off. But it's interesting because it's like you said, it can be turned off. It's a long time for that wand to survive.
Yeah.
And then it's a long time for the knowledge of that wand to be passed down. Like, by the way, this can be turned off.
Yeah.
If you talk to it.
But in my opinion, though, like, I'm pretty sure that if you're, like, found, like, if your ancestor was a founder of, like, the school, I'm pretty sure, or, like, that great of a wizard, I'm pretty sure that that kind of stuff is going to be passed on.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, a lot.
That's not something like, you just forget like, to say.
Tails around the table, like, this is what Grandpa did back in the day. And guess what? His cool his cool wand made of snake wood can turn off randomly if you just talk to him in parcel tongue because you all can speak parcel mouth.
Yeah. So what's interesting is, do you think it's something that they pass on or is it something that's discovered? Because I really feel like I wouldn't want people to know that about my wand.
Maybe the person that, like, so say I have a wand and I'm getting super old and I'm giving it and I give it to my granddaughter and I'm like, here's this cool, awesome wand. By the way, if you speak to it in this cool language that nobody else speaks but our family, it can turn off. So don't teach others, but now you know.
And then she only passes it on to the
and
person
she passes
she
it to who
it.
She passes it to.
All right.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good point.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
But it's really, I don't know how a wand would survive that long. Especially, I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. It's kind of an evil wand. I feel like it's doing like powerful spells all the time.
Doing its stuff.
I warrior out. But Salazar made the wand himself. And it was out of snake wood. Is that what we said?
Yes. Snakewood.
The reason why it can get turned on and turned off is because of the core. The core of the wand is made of a basilisk horn.
Yes, and that's why you can talk snake to it.
So can you talk dragon to a dragon heartstring?
No. How are you going to talk dragon to
can
it?
Can you talk unicorn to a unicorn?
All right, Nadine, you talk unicorn Nay. Right now. Go for it.
Nay.
Do it. What's Jim funny Curry. Is, so in our Wandlore episode, we didn't talk about snakewood.
I know. I don't think it was a very, I don't think it's common.
I bet Ollivander's probably like, nope.
Like, not bad omen. That's a bad omen.
Bad juju right there.
I don't touch no snakewood.
They're really cool looking trees, though. I highly recommend looking them up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, though, they say they're from Western Australia. Like,
snakewood tree?
Wow, Salazar. He went pretty far, didn't he?
He travels the world.
He's like, this is mine. Like, that's it, right there.
It's done deal. That's really interesting. So maybe to recap, if we're going to draw a family tree, at the top we've got the Peverils.
Yes.
And then we go Salazar. And then we go...
The Gaunts and the Sayers are basically the same line. It's just that
they break
the
off.
Only reason it's different is because it was the two sisters, Rhiannoch and Gormlaith.
Yes.
Rhiannoch had Isolde, who founded Ilvermorny.
And so they moved to America.
And Gormlaith achieved nothing but evil, murderous acts in her entire life.
And that continues Salazar's line.
Yeah.
All the way down to the Gaunts.
All the way to the Gaunts, to Voldy himself.
Down to Voldy.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And so then part of Salazar's descendants end up in North America because Isolde
runs away.
Takes a turn for the name. I mean, she starts doing some really good things.
Oh, yeah.
Founds a wizarding
There's good.
School.
Hey, it's but that's why blood. Gormlaith threw her fit in the past. That's why.
Yes.
It's good.
So... like we said, though, if anyone else has any canon that we're not aware of, please send it our way. But based on the books we had and the research we did, that's our best guess. But a lot of it is just hundreds and hundreds of years and centuries of just, like, fill in the blank. We have no idea what happened.
True. There's a lot of, missed areas.
Exactly.
Skipped generations. It was probably just like on a shelf.
Yeah, but like, how do you fill that in, man? That's like, that's a lot of family history.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. So, but remember, you can always reach out to us on social media. We solemnly swear cast. Ask us more questions. We love all the questions. And tell us your insight. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Let us know if you disagreed with anything. Or if you have any more to add to it, we would love to hear from you.
Mischief managed.